He is my Lord, yes. There is no other one who can calm the storms of life like my Lord. Amen. Make him rest to the weary, give new life to the hopeless. There's no doubt about it. He's my Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Heavenly Father, we are so thankful to have a Savior such as ours, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's our Lord, Father. There is no other one like Him, truly. Able, Lord, to know the needs of our hearts so far. And is ever a present help in a time of need. Able to calm the storms of life, the emotion, the stress, the frustration that we go through, Father. We thank you, Lord, for giving us a wonderful Savior, our beloved Lord and Master of our life. Father, we thank you, Lord. As you approach thy word now, Father, we pray that, Lord, our hearts is open to receive, O Lord. Let's bring a little here and there, Father. We have learned a lot of things all these many years in our walk with you, and many things, O Lord, perhaps we have forgotten. But Lord, as the age gets closer to the time located, Father, for the church. And this last church in Laodicea has to close up, Lord. And we know that, Father, we haven't just picked up just a very short time. And so, Lord, we know that you're still unfolding some of the little things to us so that we can have a better picture of what you want us to know and be prepared for the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you now, Lord. Bless this next hour or so. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Now, our message, be prepared for what is coming. I know I won't be able to finish it today because I want to go slow. I want to bring it to your awareness of the hour that we live in. Be prepared for what is coming. The question is, what is coming? There's a lot of strange things that happened in the church in the last, in the last 40, 50 years. And more so, you know, as we get towards this present time, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, it seems that there's a lot of strange doctrines being spread. And when I talk about this subject today, there are things that I said that some people might not like it. But we have to be honest with ourselves, sincere with ourselves, to realize it's in the Bible. And there are some say, well, it's in the Bible anyway, so why you talk so much about it, Brother Dan? My question is that sometimes there are people that slumber. And isn't it true? There are believers that slumber. And when they slumber, then they're not prepared. So prepared for what is coming. First task all on chapter 4, we just did a few tasks, and then I want to, you know, I may be going this way and that way because I want to bring in things here and there. First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 17. Now, we all know this text very well. There's so many times we take it for granted. Alright, for I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Christ Jesus will God bring with him. For this I say, we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, a very well-known passage of Scripture. And there's a lot of contention here with this passage. Because everybody knows that Christ has to return. And this has been a text that for the traditional organized church goer, you know, many have been taught that, well, Christ will descend from heaven with a shout, you know, as a trumpet sounding, and, you know, with a voice like an archangel, and then calling up the dead in Christ to rise. And then after that, we who are alive were caught up together to be with them. And this has been a text that every Christian, practically, I would say, but there are many Christians now, or many churches now, have changed their view a little bit about this. But let us go to another text. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. Also a well-known text of Scripture, chapter 15, 51 to 55. Behold, I show you a mystery. Now, the way the Paul wrote here is that, behold, I show you a mystery. He didn't say, behold, I show you a revelation. I tell you a revelation. He said, I show you a mystery. He had this mini understanding of something that God had hidden, you know. Not this revealed to him. We shall not all sleep. That means we shall not all die. Now remember the context of this epistle. Paul talked to the people. Paul wrote to these people in Corinthians. We shall not all die. But, well, they all died, right? Didn't they? After all, it's how many thousand years ago? They all died. But the way that Paul wrote it sounds to people, we shall not all sleep. We shall not all pass off. But we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of the eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when the corruptible, or when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Well, these two texts of Scripture, we are aware. and we have learned from it and understand what Paul was trying to tell us. Now, let's have a look at this chart, the 70th week of Daniel. Just to recap, in case that you have forgotten. Alright, now, we look at this 70th week of Daniel. Now, we are at the last church age, which is the Laodicean church age. As you see in the chart on the left side of it. And the age is closing up. And we are expecting a seventh thunder to utter. And after the seventh thunder have uttered, then the bride will be taken up and raptured up. So that is, we are looking at the rapture before the 70th week of Daniel comes into play. And you look at the 70th week of Daniel, which is split into two parts. The first 3.5 years, we have the two witnesses. And then after which the two witnesses died, killed by the, you know, the man of sin. And then after that, for the second half of the 70th week of Daniel, we have the great tribulation. Which of course in the Bible, in the Old Testament, it is called Jacob's trouble. And after the end of it, will pour out God's wrath. And God's wrath will take place between the great tribulation and Armageddon. The seven vials will be poured out, and after that, the Lord Jesus will return to earth with his saints. Now, when we all look at this chart, we understand, you know, at a glance, what we believe in. Now, the thing is this, is that of this present moment in time, there are even some end-time message believers. They no longer believe in the rapture or the what we call pre-tribulation rapture. They believe that the Christian, every one of us, whether you believe an end-time message or you're out there, you know, the whole world, as you say, will go through the great tribulation. And you understand. And only when we will be raptured up after the great tribulation is over, before God poured out the seven vials, or it is known as the wrath of God according to them, as they understand. So now, the message, the title of my message, be prepared for what is coming. So what are you preparing? I'm addressing to everyone. Whether you are here or out there, the question is, as Christian, as believer of the Bible, what are you preparing? Are you preparing for the rapture, or are you preparing for the great tribulation that you have to go through? So, be prepared for what is coming. And that's why I do not want to put my title as the rapture or the coming rapture or prepare for the rapture. No. The question put to you is, be prepared for what is coming. So if you believe that you are going to face the tribulation, the great tribulation, and go through it and suffer what is going to happen to this world, then you get ready for it. Like in America, there are people that stock up food. They have, what they call that? They build all this bunker, yes. And they store up canned food because they believe the Armageddon is coming and whatever is going to come. Huh? So they are preparing for it. So if you are preparing and you believe that you are going to go through the tribulation, then after that comes the rapture, then you better prepare. I think you better prepare. You hear me, Brother Jimmy? Yeah, Brother Jordan, you heard me. Yeah, okay. Well, you better go and, you know, make sure that you have a list and count what you get prepared, how long you got to last. You see, those that prepare themselves out there in America, I don't know what they did in Europe, then they came on storing up food and canned food and all this, and of course they have expiry date, so they have to finish that and they get new stock coming. So they keep on replenishing that. and not knowing when they're going to that Armageddon is going to come. But for me, I'm looking at the coming rapture. But the question is, how do we look at this whole thing? Because there have been a lot of questions that comes in. But let me just let us look at the hour that we live in. We know that from the touch and shadow in the book of Genesis, God created the heavens and the earth, and then He rested on the seventh day. Now, from that we can draw an understanding that this earth that God had given to man, as we talk from touch and shadow from the Bible typology, one day to God is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years to one day. So we have the 6 days of creation, 6,000 years for man, and the 6,000 years that we have been through. It's up. How long will Christ? How long will God keep Christ in heaven? You know, before He sent Him down to earth, huh? So we are looking at this hour that we live in, and we know history back then and seeing what's going through the world. And we know that the condition of the world has gotten worse. Okay. I know that many of you perhaps do not read the news or watch the news, or you know, or perhaps any of people don't know what's going on, what is happening in the world. The Bible tells us to be watchful and prayerful. Watch and pray, for you don't know the time of Christ coming. We need to watch it, because we are seeing signs and prophecy on the horizon as they unfold, and the hour is how bad it gets. I'm going to read to you some of the headlines that I've gathered, alright, over the period of time, and you probably know. Some of the recent one, well, that's getting from a Straits Time and from the internet, some of the news about the situation of war. One of the recent one was headline in Singapore newspaper is this: when would U.S. stop lying about global politics? Yeah, you know, when would they stop lying? Now, this has been a headline, I think, 2 days ago, I think the paper, was it yesterday, I forgot. And when I pick up this thing here, you understand, this is not some Christian man trying to preach a doctrine. This is what appears in the newspaper. And it's an American writer or some, you know, something. It's not a local Chinese man or Indian person or Malay that wrote this. When will U.S. stop lying about global politics? And from this word lying, we already can see, if we are spiritual enough, we know that in the book of Revelation chapter 13, there are two beasts. Right? The first beast is the European Roman the Roman Empire, that beast that rises up from the sea. The second beast is that which was an animal found on the land that has lamb like the horns lamb. I mean the horn of a lamb. But later on, you know, there's a prophecy unfold. It says that he was given a mouth of a dragon. That is to say, a serpent. Because the word dragon is a mistranslation from the time of King James, as you know. Given a mouth of a serpent, you see. So from here we can see that America is a beast today. They have been lying and lying and lying. And it's so common that even false news are coming up from there. Fake news. And the government there have been hiding something that even, who is that Snowden and who is the other guy that was running to Russia? I can't remember now. Julian Hassan, yes. Yeah, of course, no government in any country will expose themselves or the secret out. I can tell you one thing, no government in the world is truly 100% transparent. No? Think about it. That's right. You see, because it's a body, it's an organization. To their ideology of what they think is the right things to do. Let me say this. America always portray herself as the good guy. Is it not true? To lead the world, because you look in the newspaper recently also, and also on Fox News or whatever news, even some of the American people are upset about their own country, their own government. President Biden said, we should be the country to lead the world, you know, to lead the other nations. But the question is it true that they are leading the other nations, or is America trying to control other nations? If America is the good guy, why has she so many enemies? Good thing, isn't it? Look at the war in Afghanistan. How many years they fought there. And then all of a sudden they pulled out. And then what happened? Was it good? Was the pulling out serve any good purpose out there? The mess that they have done out there? Yeah. And there are many other countries that America have been and they have made a mess. You know, when I look at the condition of the world today concerning America, I love America. From very young, as I said this, from very young, I love America. But my eyes were opened as the Bible prophecy unfold, you know, to see the kind of spirit that America fall into. What other news do you see in the, what other headline do you see in the news media? Euro-Atlantic security. Now you have NATO out there, you have Ukraine, you have the Georgia, the nation of Georgia. What is going on out there? They are afraid of Russia invasion? Last week, I think, U.S. told Russia, pull back your troop from the border. Pull back your troop. And after several days down the road, you know, Biden said this. It was in our news. Biden predicts Putin will order Ukrainian invasion. Now, if people are watchful and know what's going on in the history out there, USSR has broken up into so many pieces. So many different, you know, smaller group. And you get all this American intervention down there and trying to help them, you know, trying to be the good guys. So much so, of course, you know, does it not make Russia angry? So now Russia is done and Biden is predicting. He has become a prophet. A politician become a prophet is saying that I predict Putin will order Ukraine invasion. Look at this picture of the U-turn. This is a picture that was in the newspaper, I think, last few days ago. And when I opened up and read it in the morning, I couldn't help laughing just to look at the headline, just to look at the cartoon or the caricature, if you want to call it. I just gonna help laughing. And of course, if you do not know what's developing out there in the world, of course you wouldn't be able to understand why I laugh. I remember I sent it to Brother Andrew Peary and he laughed. If you look at this picture, and what does it say out there? Headline, okay? To seize relief. You know who Xi is? Xi Jinping, the president of China. To Xi Jinping's relief, Putin may have pulled U.S. back into Europe. Now, you look at the cartoon, you know, that was this, that's a tank, this army tank, it signified army, you know, going towards Asia and suddenly make a U-turn back to Europe. I couldn't help laughing. America is always trying to interfere with other nations' politics and, you know, trying to control them, directly telling them what to do. And if you all remember, you know, last year or something ago, you know about the 5G? You remember the 5G in America? They do not want it because China is going there. Huawei was involved. The company was. It seems that there is always a problem when it comes to China. I remember when President Obama was, when Obama was a president, you know, and I remember reading that report in the paper and I could not help, you know, laughing too, because the Chinese president told Obama off. Don't tell us what to do. Go and clean up your own backyard. America has so much problem in their own country and they are telling other countries what to do. You know, China cannot be bullied by any country, not even U.S. Where does China play a part in the prophecy, in Bible prophecy? Because, you know, there are so many nations in the world today, we are seeing big nations. America? Huh? We see China, India, Pakistan, Korea. They are not mentioned by name in the Bible, of course, because the Bible don't deal with this part of the world. But prophecy points to something big in the end time of how the area of the Bible region will be affected. We know the Bible talks about the King of the East. Right? Yes. And when we look at the King of the East today, who do we see? We see China. We see Korea. We see Pakistan. We see India. You know. So these are the nations that have rise up, for good or for bad, politically, economically, militarily, or religiously. The four winds are on the march. Remember, there's a song that, you know, some time ago, many years ago, we played when we were having fellowship. It's by Johnny Cash. Going by the books. Yeah. The title of that song is Going by the Books. Oh, Going by the Book, yeah. The Book of Revelation, that's right. Going by the Book. I think you're referring to the Book of Revelation. So, that song was very nice and, you know, it's very awesome. Because the way that Johnny Cash sung it, you know, and the words comes out, how the army is on the march. Now you can view it on the YouTube. And true enough, it's not just only the army. The armies of the world are on the march, but also we see the various, you know, spirit of religion, you know, different religions, they are also on the move. Economy. Look at what's going on in the world today. Well, end of last year, OCBC had problem. Right? How many million did they lose? Was 8.5 million. Huh. You know. What do you not see? And then we have the last 2 years, 2 years ago, this cryptocurrency came into play. I think maybe more than 5 years ago, I can't remember now. It suddenly built up. Somebody are smart. Instead of printing money, you know, America print money a lot, but whoever these guys are, they don't have to print money. They just go on the internet and create money. E-money. Crypto. Are those things real? And people get on the bandwagon and start to buy and there are people who lost the money. And there are others that start creating their own crypto too. In Singapore here, the government trying to, you know, control that thing. You know, just a few days ago, whoever started one cryptocurrency thing and government control that and they have to remove those vending machines. Wow. People can just create this. We are living in the world of insanity, it seems. People can do just about anything on the internet. Then, back those years when you heard about what? The dark web. All of a sudden, what is that? I mean, for normal people like you and me, perhaps, we don't know what the whole thing is about. We don't know how to get on it. We're not interested in getting on it. Except for those who are corrupt mind, immoral mind, and filthy mind, whatever evil agenda they have. They will look for how to get into this dark web. We are living in a world like this. Is there any place safe? Huh. They hack into your phone. Not just a computer back in those days. I remember back in those days when computer came to Singapore. I don't remember what year it was. I think in the early 80s or late 70s, something like that. I can't remember. Well, all we have is a big machine that costs $4,000. What? And what do they have? Just a screen that just will show a C carrot sign? C prom sign. And just a green screen. That's it. What am I supposed to do with that when you look at it first time? And then you were taught to put in a little floppy. My goodness, a little floppy. And you put in there, you lock it, and you tap something on it, and you hear the sound, creaky, creaky, you know, some moving. And you start to do whatever what processing that you have. That's about it. And I feel down the road, wow, window comes up, and what? I saw the first time I saw a talking parrot on the screen. Wow. Now the computer can talk. And, you know, all this technology, all this, what you got, the power of computing start to double in 1 year, double in 6 months, double in 3 months. Wow. And you buy a computer and it takes 2 years outdated already. Huh? We are getting very fast now. Huh? And now you have Elon Musk. I think he was the one who make a Tesla, a phone that, you just can sense your mind. Or you have to put a chip there and you just, what am I saying? And you look. Think about it. Oh, that's how it is. Anyway, when we look at China, of course, is a fast-moving country. It rises so fast. Now, we have this, which country? I think you all probably know. The country that used the most cashless payment is China. Everyone that uses the phone, tick, 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 and pay, this and that. And then Singapore is doing it. And I don't think America have this pay, so as much as we are doing it here now. It is scary. Convenient, huh? convenient. One day, you know, somebody going to hack into your PayLah, PayNow. Of course, you're not going to have much money there. But I still always take cash. Cash is king. When I went buy something sometime, you know, the man says, use the, I know, if I don't want to use the PayWave, they ask me, your PayLah, PayNow. I said, no. I said, it's always cash. And then, of course, some store are very happy to take cash. They want to go on to this electronic store, high-tech thing. So China is one country that cannot be bullied. Not even U.S. can bully China. And that's why China, U.S. is afraid, you know. And this is what President Xi said just a few days ago. That it's a warning. Any nation that bully China, they will face, I will quote, they will, quote, will face broken heads and bloodshed. Now that's the, you know, China's talking tough now. Every time there's a meeting between all this, between President Xi or some government out there among in the China, government leaders with America, they wouldn't let America dictate them. So, are we going to look for, are we looking for the war that is coming? So, when we look at this world today, you look at the second beast. If you want to Google, just do that. Just Google any keyword. For example, this is what I did last night. Is the U.S. the most evil government in the world? Or which is the most evil nations in the world? And you will find all the listing comes up. America, America, America. Even the American people said evil about their own country. Yes. Americans, we have come to the state that we have become so evil and so bad. We don't care about moral. We talk about human rights. And yet, we are seeing that there's no human right in our own country. Huh? And there's a lot of racism in your own country too. Who do we blame? Of course, the evil ones that is moving around. The Bible, we know the Bible said, Satan he has but a short time. And he's going on like a roaring lion, seeing who he may devour among the Christians. But of course, he's getting trouble out there, creating, because this war is his. And he knows that, well, because he's an adversary, that is his nature, to destroy the earth that God has had created. Okay, let us look in, this is the condition out there in America and China, Europe and all that. Let's look at some of the things that is scary. You know that Russia is leading with hypersonic weapons? Yes? You know, I remember when I was young, back in the 50s, 60s, whenever we try to get a product, we will look for the best product. Something that will last long. And so when we buy a little radio, you know, we look at it. Oh, Texas Instrument. Make in USA. Or anything we make in USA. So yeah. Oh, of course it's expensive. Then we look at one that said, make in Japan. Ah, that is chow tea. You know what I mean? It's a junk waste, it's made from waste matter. I mean, not waste matter, not matter. Waste iron. So it won't last. Well, I guess in those years, yeah, it doesn't seem to be good. You know, it doesn't really last because China, yeah, Japan also, you know, coming out with technology and trying to make. But after several years down the road, you know, in the 890 is coming, and then we find that, oh, the Japanese products are much better now, more lasting than the American product, and it's cheaper. That's right. And look at what is happening in America today. They want, you know, why America is suffering. It's because the people want to pay minimum wages and stuff like that. And how can you have factory to produce good products and lasting? They cannot. So most of the thing they source out over to other countries. Oh, so we have China. They get things from China, cheap from China, cheap good from China. Well, that's just as good, cheap and good. You know, I just bought a shower head from Lazada. It's only $5 and needs a few cents. Nice. And it has one-stop function even on the hose itself. The water stop the water from flowing, and three functions of the shower, different kinds. I couldn't believe it. You know, and it make you save water because they use the hose that the water spurs up from the hose are very fine because they use laser to punch it, so you don't waste water. Now the same product that I found on Lazada that being sold in America, the same product is twice, more than twice the amount of what I paid. So instead of 5-something, it's 11-something. Yeah. So when we look at economy in America, people are suffering. Obviously. Technology in America, what can they produce? Well, yes, America has produced the aeroplane. They have designed the aeroplane because what the Wright brother have done, we are able to fly, make the world, you know, smaller, and so on and so forth. But you know, if America is suffering, and the nations of China, Japan, even Korea, North Korea, you know, with the sanctions and all that, people are suffering. Yes, and then the technology, they build all these super missiles and things like that. Alright, there's Russia, leading with hypersonic weapons. China developing anti-satellite weapons. Wow, now you're not scared, are you? China is on the rise, that's why America is worried about that. China, Russia, and Iran. The three nations, they are known to be anti-America, more or less. Huh? They are now holding joint naval exercises. The power of this big nation. Denmark was afraid. They feared the espionage threat. What about North Korea? Oh, North Korea has its own crisis, yes. But yet, once in a while, you read the paper in the news, North Korea fired a missile. And now we have tension in the East China Sea. That's why America sent the fleet over here. All there. There's so many fleet out there in the East China Sea. We have instability in Iraq, Pakistan, Lebanon. What happened to Lebanon? Wow. You know, I was there twice, I think. But after that, economy start to slide. And now the money is practically worthless. They don't even trade in the money. Now they use American dollars. And even I think some South African rands or something like that. So there is instability in Iraq, Pakistan, Lebanon, Egypt, Mali, Nagorno-Karabakh, which of course in some place near Georgia and Ukraine, Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, Somalia, Ethiopia. It's all the crisis up there. Israeli Palestinians problem. Syria, Yemen, Libya, India, Burundi, Bangladesh, Mexico, Myanmar, Palestine, Nigeria, Venezuela, Central Africa Republic, South Africa, Argentina, France. Tell me which country now, how many countries in the world actually are more or less peaceful? You can go and count how many. What about global warming? Climate change? The droughts, the famine, the typhoon, the earthquake, the volcanic eruption. Just yesterday, and even the day before, there were volcanic eruption again, somewhere out in Indonesia and somewhere near Japan or somewhere like that. I think that the Ring of Fire has become very active. Yes. You know the reason why that happened in Tonga? Huh? The Hunga Tonga Hunga Apai. That volcano erupted the whole islands off. Practically one was gone. But fortunately, as brother Tui in Fiji. Fiji is on the western side of Tonga. And it is also that they don't experience the tsunami that hit the island because they were on the western side in Nadi. So just imagine if there is this more volcano eruption underwater in the island out there. And the Ring of Fire starts to go around, one after another, breaking up. And then one day you find, hear the news, Alaska has a earthquake. And then down in the southern lake, in the southern part of California, have another earthquake. And then all of a sudden, wow, what do you think happened? Would the California part of the southern part of California sink into this ocean? Not just because Brother Abraham prophesied of it, but there are others who have seen visions of what happened. Brother Tony, Brother Pierre's brother, had that vision and the dream, you know. So these are reality. The earth is shaking, as the Bible said, as Paul said, the earth is travailing, waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. Now you can see what a typhoon that went through Philippines. You know, that's one of the worst that ever hit them. Most of the time the typhoon that passed through Philippines is passing on the eastern side of all those islands, you know, and barely touches down. But this one went with on the western side of the island that is on the eastern part and went through so many places. And the brothers on the Philippines, they are raising funds. I mean, I believe they still are doing something to help those, you know, churches who's, you know, in all these various provinces where the typhoon went through. They have lost their home. All their things. One brother who wrote to me and asked me for books, he told me, Brother Gan, in the past time when they have typhoon, and the flood came, and he said, the books were destroyed. You know, they don't live in a home like we have, in concrete home. They are all just, you know, make of wood, iron sheet or, you know, coconut leaf. So when that typhoon passed through, of course, it was merely wiped out. So all this will be on the increase. There will be terrorism, yeah. Practically everywhere, it seems you have someone up there, put a little bomb and create some unrest. Now let me talk a little bit about the history of it up there in America. Canada, just July, every July the 1st, Canada will celebrate its founding as a self-ruling country within the British Empire. Remember, Singapore was one of the British colony? When every time we have in school, we sing, God, save the Queen. Yeah, it's not bless the Queen, save the Queen. you know. But America is, of course, God bless America, but I don't know why the British sing God Save the Queen and Save the King. And but Canada, on July the 4th, America celebrates its independence. From who? From Great Britain. Remember the Red Coat was there fighting? You see, in the early, in the 17th century or 18th century, yeah, 18th century, you know, when these various, what we call army that came from, or the invaders, I would call them, from Europe, the French went there to Canada. The British went there to Canada. So they fought them out there, and the natives that were there, or we call them Indians, you know, natives. They were there, they were the victims. That's right. And to this day, they are still seeking for some resolution, something for them. But you know, what would these Japhetic people do? They were not interested. Of course, according to, those who believe in British Israelism, they believe that they were not Japhetic people, they were Shemite people. The Lost In Track, the propagate the island, I mean the British Isle, the propagate Europe, the propagate America, they are all the Lost In Tracks. But they went over, French and the British went over to Canada and conquered the land. And then on July the 1st, Canada celebrated to become the self-ruling country under the British Empire. But July the 4th, America became independent because from the Great Britain. You remember the Red Coat were there, and if you heard the song like sung by Johnny Cash or Johnny Horton, one of those days about how that, you know, they chased the Red Coat all the way down to New Orleans. Things like that. But it's a bad deal for the natives up there in Canada and America. I just wonder, you know, these nations out there, they sail all the way to Africa. And then there they seize the natives, ship them back to their own land, to their own country, and force them into slavery. And forcing them also to follow their culture and traditions. And even to these days, I remember because, you know, I was with some anti-message believer of America in their discussion. They want me, or the way that they propagate is to tell us to follow the way of the West, as if the way of the West is correct. The culture is correct. The tradition is correct. Now, I want you to know this. If you ever really study the Bible, you will never find one place in the Word of God. Not one place that God is against your culture or your tradition. Do you get what I'm saying? But we know even Paul understood what to do when he went to Rome. That's why we get this saying, when you're in Rome, do as the Romans do. When you go to India, you do as the Indian do. But of course now the Indian has also been, well, not Americanized, but Britishized. If there's such a word. Or Britainized. You see, when the British went there to India, they forced the culture on them. So much so that the Indians are even using, what do you call, completely removed their Indian name. I was surprised. Back in those days, people correspond with me from India.
It has an Indian name. I mean, a white man's name. I was wondering, is this a white man or is it an Indian? Completely. Now, it is one thing for example, like in Africa. Okay, take for example, brother Andrew Peary. Andrew Peary. Peary is still an African name, a Zambian name, or whatever there. You still retain. Like my name, for example, I picked the name Richard because I know that back in those days I have common sense that when, you know, knowing that I'm going to travel, when I travel some country, they say first name, last name. You know what I mean? And if I don't have the name Richard on it, I'll be going to America, they'll be calling, "Where are you, Mr. Singh? Last call for boarding. Where are you, Mr. Singh?" And I'll be sitting there and I'm not Mr. Singh. Because they would take my name, Mr. Singh, as the last name. And this happens. And that's why when you go to Western country, when you fill in the form, the visa form, migration, immigration form, they only have two ways. First name, last name. Last time they used to have first name, middle name, and last name. So, what do I put? If I die, if there is such a form, first name, middle name, last name. What is it? Oh, last name. Sing one. First name is Gan, right? Middle name is Lian, right? You see, that is where the confusion really arises. So, you want to get people to focus on the culture? That's why those brothers and those American preachers was telling me. I said, "Brother, you're telling me that all the American culture and tradition and their lifestyle is correct. And we Asians' lifestyles are wrong." And that's what they were trying to tell me. We use chopsticks to eat. The West has influenced us and people are now using fork and spoon. And even a knife on the table. In those days when I grew up, there was never a knife on the table. Never. The only knife that appears on the table is on a birthday cake. Huh? So the American lifestyle is correct, the Western lifestyle is correct, and you want to force it on us, Asian. Now I bring this point here because I want you to see prophecy fulfilled about that beast. Oh, brother guy, don't talk about this. Just tell us America has been lying, that's okay. But you see, it doesn't sing into many people. That the damage that the beast had done to many countries and the lifestyles of people. And even changed, people have picked up their name. Yes. I was surprised that when I went to India, when I found that Indian brother was actually Indian. But his name was completely a British name. Not even an Indian name attached to it. It's not like John Ramasamy. Charles Lingam. It's not like that. It's completely Charles the Third, Charles the Rich. And in the Bible, you don't find people forcing that. I mean, Paul never tell people need to follow the Jewish lifestyle. He never tell the Gentile to follow the Jewish lifestyle. Remember even circumcision. You know. But he did with, I think, was it Timothy or Titus, just because he wanted, you know, to let the Jewish leader accept them for that meeting or whatever he was doing. But the thing is this. Every race have their own culture. The Indian will sit on the floor and eat out of the banana leaf or something like that with their hands. We Chinese use chopsticks. Do we ever force the West to use chopsticks? They only find it very strange. And when they travel in other countries like Singapore or Asia, oh, use chopsticks. They try to use chopsticks and try to see whether they could do it. That's okay. It's a novelty. That's fine. Yeah. And that's why I hate that spirit. When People think that they are superior and try to force it on others. And those brethren in Africa, in the Philippines, and India, when I went overseas and ministered to them, they know what I mean. Because I emphasize this. Do not think that you are a third-class citizen just because you are in a third-world country. And I told them that God is able to raise up from among you able minister to take the gospel out from among you, even raise up prophets and apostles, whatever, of all you know. Don't look to America as if they are the only one that have the truth. And then whatever that comes from that. You know, problem is, I told them, don't look to them for money. You'll be a slave to them. Look for where truth are. Be it from America, take it. Be it from Philippines, take it. But we are living in this world where so people are being so deceived. And that's what the Bible is telling on the book of Revelation. The bottomless pit being opened. You know my message that I preach on the bottomless pit. Hell is getting bigger and bigger now. More demons are on the loose to deceive the whole world more and more now. It's not going to stop. And now what happened? After, you know, they conquered Africa and they make a mess in Africa. Some of these African people are running to Europe and seek asylum. Or even those in Venezuela going all the way up to America, to Mexico and so on. Now they face a problem. What about the country that we all know when we were young? I'm not sure about, you know, Jordan, whether you sing. Did you sing God Bless, Save the Queen? No, not in the time. But you see what happened to the British, Britain. The proud, once upon a time, Great Britain. The British Empire. They are so proud that they can claim that the sun never set on the Union Jack. Yeah, the flag, Union Jack. The sun would never set on the Union Jack because wherever the sun goes, there is a country that raised the flag will be there. But now, what happened to those countries? The flag has come down. No more. When I was young, that was the Union Jack. God save the Queen. God save the King. India became independent. Singapore became independent after 1940 or around 1948. Because the Bible said this, as Jesus said, behold the fig tree. When you see it putting on leaves, you know somebody is nigh. In the book of Luke, I don't have to tell you the verse, you can search for it. In the book of Luke, Luke put it this way, behold the fig leaves and all, behold the fig tree and all other trees. The fig tree, Israel, all other trees, other nations. They start to put on leaves. That's why since 48, when Israel became independent, all the other nations, Singapore being independent from the British, I think it was 1956. If my memory serves me right. India, I think India became independent in 49 or something like that. Hong Kong. So many other countries. All right. And of course, today what we see of royalty in UK, the immoral behavior. Prince Charles, you read the paper, you see the news. Immorality. And the thing that happened among the royal family. Someone saw that, who was that? Princess Diana was killed. Died in the car crash. A lot of mysteries. Now, what about the first beast? The first beast, the Holy Roman Empire, is dominant, it seems. It's kind of quiet, you know, as the Holy Roman Empire itself. Yeah, but we see the empire there, but it's not Holy Roman Empire, because, you know, what is coming up will be under control of the woman. For now, What you see is that the ten horns, or the horns, we'll say, are budding, shaking his head. You know the Roman beast, right? They had seven heads and ten horns. The whole of that Roman Empire, of the old Roman Empire. But the focus now in our generation, in this last time, is that ten horns. And when it starts to move, one day you'll find a woman sitting on it. The whole beast is the empire, but the soul of that empire, or the soul of that beast, is the Roman Catholic Church. If you go to Europe, Belgium, France, Austria, all that country, what, when you go there, what kind of spirit do you feel? You will find churches, Catholic churches here and there, and people are basically Catholic in spirit. It has been from the ancient time, when the Roman Empire became the Holy Roman Empire, that people's souls were ingrained with this religion. And it's still pulsating that spirit of that Catholic religion. Right. And even now, poor Sister Mary Quad, but the Catholic people are just hearing whisper here and there. Everywhere they go, it's just about the spirit of Catholicism. And that's why we find very hard for to convert many of these people, to try to get the truth across to many of these who are Catholic. Roman Catholicism is not just about religion. It's also about politics. Monopoly is a country that controls a lot of things. And today, we talk about economy. Now we see lately, right? The rich get richer. Isn't it? You saw in a paper report, billionaire became trillionaire. Wow. How many zero are there in a trillion? 12 zero. Am I not right? 12 zero in a trillion. That rich. Bezos, I think Elon Musk too, I think, and Tesla, the one. Wow. They get richer by millions and trillions of dollars. How many millionaires are there in the world? Now, I want to tell you this to get you to understand the world is collapsing. Be you prepared for what is coming. Don't take it for granted. I know what's coming. I'm not relaxing every time. I mean, I study the world and meditate. When I go out, I just see what's going on. It's just like the news about the two boys, 11-year-old twin boy. When I saw it yesterday night in the evening, when the news came in 3 minutes posted 3 minutes ago, when I read it, I said, "Oh my goodness, it's so heart-rending." I didn't know it was they were of course maybe they were autistic or Asperger, but it wasn't reported at that time because they were investigating. I said, "Wow, 11-year-old twin." Who killed these two boys? What about how the family feel? Oh, that's not my problem, Brother Grant. That's not my problem. Sure, it's not your problem. The problem of the world is not your problem. But I want to tell you this, brother, it's our problem. Yes. Do you think global warming, climate change is not our problem? Look at the mass that has been thrown away. Do you know how many millions of mass are going out there? Think about it. Mass. This kind of mass. People use and they throw. Use and they throw. Do you know this mass I've been wearing is already for a few months. What's so dirty?
You that you use. What's wrong with this mask? If you know how to clean it and how to take care of it, why is it so dirty? You tell me.
It's your own stupid, your own silly nose that's behind this mask. You're bringing your own dirt out to it. Wash it.
How dirty is it? And people use the cloth.
But the cloth one they can wash. Because you can wash cloth. Yeah. This one you can wash.
Rinse it on the water, dry it, and spray it with eucalyptus oil. And eucalyptus is antiviral.
I don't understand. The thing that is being, what do you know, is people that make the mask and make money off the mask and tell you to do this, all this is disposable mask. It's not like you are in the hospital, you are a surgeon, you are a nurse, when you are doing operation or you are there dealing with some very diseased person where the bacteria are floating all around, your hand are touching here and there every time. Yes.
Dispose if you want to. But here you're outside there walking. You mean you're walking, you're carrying all the virus here?
If it's dirty, it means at home, if you are filled with virus at home, you will be infected already. Yes. The world problem is also our problem, one way or another, like it or not.
Yeah.
The clothing that you buy. All the so many years now, I never purchase any shirt or trousers. I think for the last, I would say 20 years, that I'm using all the old ones and wearing the old one over again. I get reused one. Those are when people, you know, when we are packing clothing to send it to Philippines and overseas, I look through at the one that I can use, I use it. And you need to know how much water is used to make some of the textiles and dye.
Right.
You know, who actually contribute to this global warming, to climate change? It's the rich people. People who are not so rich on the average like us are doing it the same. The poor people are the ones that suffered.
Right.
So, the rich get richer by the million. How many millionaires, billionaires are there in the world today? Let me just give it to you. There's almost 3,000 billionaires in the world. It's a whole lot, right? Think about it. And how many millionaires? What's the world population? What's the world population today? It's almost 7 million. Billion. And now that 47 million are millionaires. In Singapore, it's 5.5% of the adults are millionaires. It's roughly about slightly more than a quarter of a million people here in Singapore are millionaires. It's not difficult to reach to be a millionaire in Singapore. That's why people come here in Singapore to work, do such, but they're only trying to make money here. And they're expected that in the next few years, it gets increased to maybe just it won't be another 5 years or so. You've got half a million people here, millionaires. It's not difficult. Just come. Because if you earn $10 million a month, if you can save $5,000, just $5,000. $5,000 you can spend whatever you like. Save $5,000 in how many years to calculate? You can become a millionaire. I'm not silly. I'm not stupid. And the rich are getting richer. But what do the rich do? I was just saying, Lord, these people are so dirt rich. Billionaire, trillionaire. What do you do with the money? Oh, yeah. Going to space. When they're going to space, they're polluting the whole space of this heaven. Yeah? And you know how many debris are there? How much debris are out there in this space now? Do you want to think that God got upset with all this? The creation that you created was so beautiful that the humankind have to pollute it. But you know what? Mr. Richard Gunn, I don't believe that there is a God. Huh? I don't believe that there is a God. That's one thing. Then they have to stand before the Lord God when they stand the day of judgment. But what about we Christians? How do we react? But now, the last time I want to talk about pandemic. You know, I received tax and all this, I told you before, but again, is it true, you know, vaccine is the mark of the beast and this and that? The 666 thing. You know, many people don't have the information. And I get this tag mainly from the Philippines. I have got none from India, but I believe I got one from Africa somewhere. Because they have no information, that's fine. And Philippines, they're asking me this because well, there are people that believe it. Don't take the vaccine. Let's go to the mountain. Well, what's going on? That's why you see, if you don't have information, you are lost. Now I believe that every one of you here, or those who are out there, educated enough. I'm talking about here in Singapore. You have all these SMS messages coming, or the call comes in, and these are all trying to fish it, right? Trying to scam you. And many times when I see it, I just let it ring, and somebody's trying to call, you know. Just only a few days ago, the police called me. Police, with the police crest and everything. With my video on. You know. And it's a plus 92 from Pakistan. Yeah. I was thinking maybe I should have a little comedy with him. I did a few times ago, some were trying to call me. I switched it on. Put on something on my computer with all that noise. And I said, hello, can you speak louder, please? You see, we have people like that going on in the world. And then we have this COVID issue. Nobody understands what it is all about out there. Yes. The problem is, it is not about the COVID. It's about control now. Every country is trying to control the people. And the big one out there, there's a second beast I said about this, is controlling other nations. This is a subtle in a control. Slowly it's creeping up, and then one day you'll find that the first beast starts to stir. And when it stirs, the woman will sit on it and take over. Go to the book of Matthew and close with this. 24. We read now Matthew 24. It's about the future of ahead of the disciples' time, ahead of Jesus Christ. But I want to read 21, verse 21 and 22. For then shall there be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Now, I end with these two verses. And I want you all to think and look carefully at these two verses. Really within the context of this chapter to understand what Jesus Christ is referring to. And of course, as I said, be prepared for what is coming. And what is coming? The thing is, prepare for what is coming. What is coming? What is coming to you? Yeah. If you are looking at what is coming, oh, you know, the Antichrist is coming. The Antichrist spirit has always been around. Only that he has no teeth to bite now. And when he sits on that beast, then she will have teeth to bite. So, be prepared for what is coming. If you are prepared for the coming tribulation, then you better stock up your food. And that's true. Huh? Do you remember when the COVID came in? What happened? People rushed to the supermarket. Practically only here in Singapore, Europe, America, everywhere. They ran to the supermarket, ran to smile. What did they stock? They were stocking up food. They were, not only that, the thing that stock up, it seems to be that they stock up the most is a toilet paper. Rows and rows of toilet paper are just vanishing from the shop very fast. I'll just end here because I said I'm going slow. We're going to cover a little bit by little bit and come to understanding the rapture. Alright? And then the other part is the great tribulation. Amen? The Lord bless you. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word and your advice and your edification, Lord, to be watchful and prayerful. And to be in supplication, O Father. We believe, Lord, it is later than we think. Time is no longer. It should no longer delay now, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for your grace in our life. I pray that, Lord, you blessed. Take the word further, Lord, and watching the prophecy of the word unfold. And help us, O Lord Jesus, to walk in thy light and in thy spirit. Bless now, Father, in Jesus' name.